Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today we're talking more bots. I can't get enough of the bots, but what we've done today and what we're talking with Brajesh about today is, last time we talked about bots for external customs use, we actually have bots running inside our clusters, running around our clusters and helping. And so Brajesh here is gonna tell us a little bit about the bot system that he built, or his team built, the Azure, the Royal Azure team built, to be able to manage live sites for developers inside the system. So this is all a little bit deep in undercover here. So tell us a little bit about what you do and what you built here.
Sure. So I'm Brajesh Ramachandran. So I'm an engineering manager on the Azure hardware team. So I think if any of you have anything running on Azure, it's basically running on some hardware that my team is basically managing.
Yeah, that's cool. And not only Azure, of course, but Bing and all sorts of hardware across the world.
Yes, very cool.
And so what have you done here? So we've got a little bit of an architecture view here.
That's
right. So what have you actually built here and why is this important?
Perfect. Yeah. So actually, like everybody knows, like developers are lazy. So one of the problems we have is that nobody wants to do like monotonous, repeated kind of work. And one of the challenges we also have is you have like this live site support. So when you get called into a live site incident, a lot of times like the team is working on a broader area, so you don't have full context for all the specific areas.
Yeah.
And anybody on the team can get called for one of those incidents. And so typically you end up like typically for whatever reason, all the critical live sites happen at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
So you wake up at 2 o'clock, you're like still trying to get your bearings, and then you're trying to debug like a live site incident. So that's kind of the scenario that we wanted to solve. So the idea was that we have like a bunch of data sources that we rely on to make all these decisions on how do we troubleshoot a problem. So the idea was we would build a bot service that basically brings up all this information and makes it available in a easily consumable fashion.
And so it uses the Azure bot framework,
exactly,
right? So
yes.
The same one that we saw previously, but you use internally. And
that's
it
right.
Used Luis as well for the cognitive services.
Yes, yeah. yes, exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah, so like we can walk. So basically the way it works is that the bot service can be consumed through any of like the typical chat clients. Like, so here I'm going to demo like with a Slack client.
Yeah.
So you basically have that bot as one of your users in your Slack. And when the bot, you actually can interact with it through a natural language.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you talk to it, it basically talks to the Luis AI, mm-hmm. the Microsoft's AI service. So that can translate that into like entities and actions.
Mm-hmm.
And you can basically use that information and translate it into an API call.
Mm-hmm.
And then the API behind the scenes make the decision on what service to leverage. So we have a bunch of data that we have pushed into Elasticsearch, which again is sitting on top of Azure,
mm-hmm.
and the data sitting on Azure Storage. So it also talks to, like, so the services,
that
the API itself
well.
Is hosted, WCF services that are hosted on Azure. And then we basically have a DocDB database for like a lot of the data lookups that we need.
Got it.
And basically we have a bunch of connectors that we have built that can talk to some of the live services that we want to
Very
use
cool.
to kind of debug yeah. some of the problems.
Very cool. So a bunch of services being used internally to be able to build this service. Why don't we actually see a live demo of what this were looking like? Let's imagine that you're waking up, it's 2 a.m.
Yes.
Okay, I'll get you a coffee here, hold on. No. And let's actually walk through sort of a real live demo of what this would look like
yes.
When you came online and jumped onto Slack here.
Yes. So here I have like my Slack client. So you can see all my teammates are all there, and one of my friendly teammates here is Azure Hardware Bot.
Yes, your best teammate, probably.
Yes. So basically I got called and like the support person told me that, gave me an incident ID. So internally we use a system called ICM.
And this assumes that people speak in natural language.
Exactly.
I don't speak in natural language, so this would not work, as we learned with the last one. All right, here we go.
Here you see, I just said look up ICM. So behind the scenes, I talked to the NLP, translated, called into an API, and I got this information. So I can see that it's like one of our customers that's impacted by this issue, and they seem to be seeing a performance issue on one of their roles. So basically, let's see if there is any kind of email conversation happening about this incident. Because typically what happens is it goes through a couple of teams before it comes escalated to my team.
Got it. And this is all a fake incident at this point.
Yes,
so
that's
this
correct.
Is just, we built this just to show the demo here.
Yes.
This isn't a live incident ongoing right now affecting this. Okay, so this gives you basically now can give you the full
yes.
email traffic. So this goes from a different source of
yes.
data than perhaps the previous one.
Yes.
Right?
So here it's basically like all the emails so the bot itself is a member of our in like a group, a part of our email alias,
yep.
so that it gets all the emails and then it pushes it to the Elasticsearch.
Okay, got it.
So now
got
when I searched for this incident ID, it's able to pull up this information from Elasticsearch.
Okay, great.
You can see that there's already some conversations happening, and like somebody on one of the teams seems to conclude that it seems to be, when they looked up at the host, they saw that there is some kind of CPU, like a CPU
issue.
Bound.
Yeah, it seems
like some kind of a CPU issue. Okay. So let's see if there is any, so typically like whenever like a developer is aware of an issue, they write up like a OneNote that kind of calls out like some of the signatures of issues. So let's see if there is anything on this one.
Got it. And so this again is trying to connect the data here that you've got with perhaps other data sources.
Yes. So here it's again OneNote data that's been pushed into.
Perfect. Look at this.
So it basically is a OneNote for like basically a team OneNote. So it seems like we have a hit on one of the incidents. So let's see what it talks about. Yeah. So basically here you have it. Like so it seems like there's a known CPU throttling issue. We need to kind of confirm this. The failure signature that we're seeing matches with what we have here.
Okay.
So it looks like this issue happens on like one of the Gen 4s, the fourth generation of our hardware SKU. And then we basically have, the symptom is that the CPU is running in a throttle state.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other signature here is that we see like some cell entries that is like a deterministic signature about what the problem is. So let's go back to our bot and basically say like, so we got the node ID here. So let's look up the node.
And so now you can actually look up the physical machine.
That's right.
And see what's going on in the physical machine.
So I'm basically trying to understand like what hardware this is. So basically one of the signatures that was brought up was that it's a Gen 4 hardware. So if you look up here, like so it says here, like it's a Gen 4 hardware. It has the SKU information and all the details.
Got it, so you got all the details here. Yes. So you can now dig in and see sort of what actually may have caused the issue.
That's right.
So now you can go confirm whether this is the hardware that's causing it. Yeah,
yes, so now let's look at the CPU counters for this node. Perfect.
Okay, so then you can see here.
Yeah, so if you look at the, if you go back to the OneNote, we talked about like the idle, like the CPU frequency even in an idle state for this processor,
which
is like a Haswell processor, is at least 1200 megahertz.
Okay.
Here you can see like all the cores are running throttled, so they're running at like 800.
Something's not right.
Yes. So now let's check one more thing just to be like certain that this is exactly the issue that we are seeing. So now I'm basically trying to look up the cell logs for this node.
So what are cell logs?
So cell logs are basically system event logs. Are like logs that are generated on the system that you can
look. I should know that, shouldn't I?
I'm not sure. So if you look at these are logs that the system is generating as like certain events are happening on the node.
Sure.
So if you look at this, you see that there is like some temperature assert event.
Oh, there's a temperature situation. So we think maybe it was correctly throttling.
That's
because
correct.
There was some sort of temperature spike or some sort of temperature thing that came up.
So actually, I think when we read more about it, so what's really happening here is that it seems like there was an incorrect update that happened on the node. That led the CPU into an unstable state.
I see.
That's what is triggering this event. So when we dug deeper into this, it was not actually like a temperature.
It was more just a misunderstanding of temperature.
Yes. So I think the CPU is basically going into a throttle state because it thinks that something bad is happening to the system.
Sure.
So if you look at this and compare with what we had from the OneNote page that one of the devs had nicely written up, so it seems like the signature exactly matches up with what we are seeing.
Yeah.
So now we know that this clearly is that signature. So now typically what happens is that once we have a problem identified, until we have that fix rolled out into our software, we typically have like what we call as troubleshooting guides. So let me see if there is any troubleshooting guide for this issue.
Or TSG for short.
Yes.
I remember those. I used to write those. Back when they let me use the system.
Okay, so
it's too advanced now for me. So now I just talk about it.
So the good news is that here we already have a TSG that basically explains how do you go and resolve this problem. So that way I can mitigate the customer.
And then you right back out to VSTS.
That's
and then
right.
Away
so
you
it's
go.
Basically loading up. And here
and
again, like
give you a bunch of steps then. That's right. To walk through.
So here it talks through like the different steps that you need to go through to kind of resolve this problem. So at the end of the day, it's basically like a PowerShell script that helps us resolve this problem. So I'm going to basically go ahead and run this PowerShell script.
And you've got this right here. You pulled it from the CSG and away you go.
That's right.
All at 2 a.m., no less.
Okay, so it's a CPU throttling issue has been successfully mitigated for this node.
There you go. So now you can go back and test.
Let's go back and check the counters again on this one node.
Okay, and so now you're back here seeing
there you go, look at this.
way up in the stratosphere.
Yes, so the CPU throttling has been removed and the issue has been resolved.
Now
so
it's in this case, 800, it's now 1200.
Yes, so here you can see that the data was updated pretty much like instantaneously. That's because now the API service is talking to a live hardware monitoring.
In this
service.
Case, it's going straight to a live, which is why that call may take a little bit longer than some of the others actually calling into the system.
That's right.
Somewhere in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Perfect. So now you can see like
East US too.
Yes. So we got woken up at 2 a.m. Very quickly.
Was it central. Anyway.
Yeah. The bot helped us get the context, came up with, pointed us to instructions on how to go mitigate this problem.
Yeah.
And even without really having a lot of context on this issue, like I can very quickly help mitigate the problem and get the customer back and running.
That's awesome. So all happened at 2 a.m. And it's amazing that we're filming this at 2 a.m. No. Yes. Thank you so much. This is super cool. What a cool usage of bots and people are using this in the team. People are actually.
Absolutely.
Digging it, yeah,
exactly.
Cool.
Yes,
all right.
Perfect. And we have a lot of interesting ideas to expand on this.
How to make it even better and better, of course.
Exactly.
Of course.
So, like, life side issues, like another interesting scenario.
You wouldn't be a developer if you weren't, yeah.
Another interesting scenario we have is like to basically expand this to be more like a developer buddy. So we had like interesting ideas of how do you help use this to onboard new developers
to, like,
on
new
the team.
Like new people to the team.
Exactly.
So they can,
so we can create like a simulated life side incident.
So like a how? Like what are you trying to do?
Yes. So like
this
one
is
of the
highly irregular. Very cool.
Yes.
Well, hey, Bridget, thank you so much for this. That's this is great. And thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed this inside look at how we, how some folks in the team actually go and figure out problems running live in our system. So questions, comments, I'm sure you have some, hit us up at hashtag AzureTWC. And thank you
Perfect.
So much.
Thank
Absolutely.
You, Corey.
Thanks for the time. Thank you. Cool. You ready? All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're good. We're ready.
All right. And so I'll just introduce. I'll ask you to introduce yourself.
Okay.
I'm saying your name right.
Yes.
You always. Actually, I never ask people until I do this, and then suddenly I'm like, maybe I should ask people. When I'm saying.
You
been saying their
name. Could you do me a favor and just. My bag is on the chair there. Just put it on the floor. Thanks. That was it.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Keep it a little bit closer.
All right. You ready?